This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Seat allocation task force meeting of ruling alliance, including top leaders, continues at Baluwatar. Department of Commerce intensifies market monitoring in wake of upcoming festivals. Government to issue time cards for vehicles to reduce cases of accidents during festivals. And hazardous weather kills 36 people in northern India in past 24 hours. Now the news in detail. The seat allocation task force meeting of the ruling alliance is underway to conclude the seat sharing for the November 20 elections. Top leaders are set to be discussing finalizing the seat sharing and election constituencies in the meeting being held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar. Task Force Secretary Keshav Raj Joshi said the ruling parties are near to consensus regarding the electoral constituencies of the House of Representatives. He further said the parties are also effortful to seek consensus in province assembly election constituencies. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has intensified market monitoring in the wake of approaching festivals. The department monitored 272 firms last week. 10 monitoring teams of the department monitored groceries, vegetable and food shops, pharmacies, fresh houses, liquor stores, among others. The department also fined some of the department stores and groceries in Kathmandu Valley, reasoning that they were found cheating consumers by violating the consumer rules. According to the department, inedible goods worth 2.399 million rupees were destroyed during the inspection. Director of the department, Hari Pungin, said that they were accelerating market monitoring with the objective that the consumers would not be cheated when buying goods during festivals. The government is issuing time cards to smoothen travel and check road accidents during festivals. A meeting of the committee formed for the safe and smooth plying of commuter vehicles during festivals decided to issue time cards to discourage the unnecessary high speed of the vehicles. Coordinator of the committee and Home Ministry spokesperson Fanindra Mani Pokhrel said a monitoring team would be deputed to stop people from travelling without a seat and sitting on the roofs of vehicles. The Home Ministry has also directed the concerned stakeholders to ensure to drivers in long road buses and to take action if the direction has been flouted. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Pompa Bussal reiterates the government's commitment to holding the November 20 elections free and impartial manner. Addressing a program in Bhaktapur today, Minister Bussal urged all to remain alert from those who are striving to push the country to regression, crumpling the constitution. She also asked people standing for chance to speak for the defense and implementation of the constitution. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad has said that it is the responsibility of everyone to internalize Buddha's teachings. Addressing a program in Bhairahova today, Minister Khad said that sacrifice like of Gautam Buddha is essential now as there is a cutthroat competition to secure election tickets. He further reminded if Siddhartha Gautam had not sacrificed many things in life, he would not have become the Lord Buddha. On a different note, Home Minister Khan informed that the government would manage health care for centenary figure Satyamohan Joshi. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Not stamp for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरु मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज़। CPNUML chairman KP Sharma Oli has said that it is not right time to criticize the president connecting her with citizenship bill. Addressing a program in Dhanusa today, Chairman Oli said that the president did not authenticate the bill as the ruling coalition remained headless to suggestions furnished by the president on the bill. He also claimed that due to the policy adopted by the CPN-UML, the renovation of the Janakpur-Jayanagar train service got materialized. He further added that the attempts were made to defame the UML as anti-Madhya's party. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says new sort of struggle is needed in the country. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Mao Center Chairman Prachanda recalled that the people's work came to an successful end due to good unity between him and another leader, Dr. Baburam Bhattarai. He also added that they have drawn a conclusion to unite for the cause of socialism. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 74 new COVID cases in the past 24 hours. The number of cases was confirmed while carrying out 4,126 sample tests. There are 1,283 active cases in the country. Meanwhile, an infection-related casualty has been reported today itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hazardous weather has killed at least 36 people in northern India over the past 24 hours, including 12 who died after being struck by lightning. Officials from the Relief Distribution Commission of Indian State of Uttar Pradesh said 24 people died in the state after their homes collapsed during unrelenting rains. And officials said 39 people in the state have died from lightning in the last 5 days. And the state government has issued new guidelines for how people can protect themselves during thunderstorms. Taliban spokesperson for Kabul police has said that the Friday explosion of Bajir Akbar Khan in northern Kabul resulted in 7 fatalities and 41 injuries. The Taliban spokesperson for Kabul police tweeted that the explosion happened as congregation of worshippers was exiting the Bajir Akbar Khan mosque. And an explosion-laden vehicle was detonated in front of the mosque, and all of the deceased, particularly worshippers, were reported to be civilians. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places in Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudarpashchim province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudarpashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Seat allocation task force meeting of ruling alliance, including top leaders, continues at Baluwatar. Department of Commerce intensifies market monitoring in wake of upcoming festivals. Government to issue time cards for vehicles to reduce cases of accidents during festivals. And hazardous weather kills 36 people in northern India in past 24 hours. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.